Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. 10 star, but keep rocking, kid.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
There it is. Whoop. Hey, where's me echo? This is the new board, folks.
Echo, echo, echo.
See, we're in Scully program. There it is. So you do have to hit two buttons for the echo to go on. Okay, you've been hearing all this. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. You've been hearing all this talk all week about this new board. We're going to walk you through it, folks. I'll walk myself through it. From the left to the right. Because you guys bought this thing. Oh, yeah, we've got to turn Il Bruce on here. Try that one.
There you go.
There he is.
Il
Bruce.
Those of you playing
here
along at home, go over to the kitchen counter.
Right. The Denster's here. Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And Andy the bartender, and we're going to walk everybody through the new board here at FMU. You listeners paid for it, or some of you did, and you should know what you got here. Okay, from the left to the right, we got the Scully. That's where the Hound's echo is. Back here, we got the production room. We don't really use that, so you're not going to hear anything. Cart deck.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Thank you. Cassette deck numero uno. The end of Hank C. Burnett over there.
Uh-huh.
The remote mic, you want to say something?
Wait a second, can you start over? My pencil broke.
Oh, forget it. Go ahead, this is a remote mic.
Yeah, that's me.
Right. Turntable number one. Right? That's what we're going to hear next. Turntable number two, everybody. That's what you're going to hear after what's on turntable number one.
Okay. So
my mic over here.
If you can guess what that song is already, why don't you call in and request it, okay?
Yeah. Cassette deck number two, that's the jungle drums.
There they go. The only time to worry is when they stop.
We got the CD useless thing over here. We actually have a... Wait a second. I brought my CD collection, which consists of a Travis Wammack CD.
It's special.
Yes. Hey. This is... Get this.
That's jungle drums. Yeah.
No, that's jungle drums.
I didn't know
drums.
That was on contract. Disc.
Hey, it's a new board. I'm trying to get the CD player to play.
You know, you forgot to set the timer, by the way.
No, we'll do it next time. See, the CD player's not playing. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's CD player. There you go. The RAMSA board, we don't really use that. And the phone, it's over here. That's where Roscoe's going to be calling in on the State of the Vibe report. Okay, y'all got it. That's the new board. Mm-hmm. And while I build up an entire new set of reflexes, so just bear with me for about 7 months.
So, yeah, bear with us for 7 months and be sure to score those errors, all right?
Right. Anyway, what else do we have today? Well, it's the 10th anniversary of Jonestown.
Yeah,
Mickey Mouse's 60th birthday. We're giving him a Dan Quayle watch. JFK 25th anniversary, if anybody has anything to say about that.
Through the miracle of the telephone, we're broadcasting simultaneously live from Jonestown, the grassy knoll, and Joe Hill's grave.
Right. It's also Joe Hill's anniversary of him getting killed. By the way, for those of you scoring the Media Star of the Year, you can mail in your votes or you can call in your votes. So far, it looks like in the forefront of the running is Jimmy the Greek Snyder, Roy Innes, James Brown, and Sucre Gable.
Yeah, the dark horse.
The dark horse in a already very dark field.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to write in your vote, that's The Hound, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019, or you can call it in here.
Please send a
photo. Not now. Some other time. Once we figure the board out. Anyway, let's kick it one time with that thing you heard a little bit of before.
Oh,
it!
Was there always that rotten tune? Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up. Just kick her saying, great balls of fire. Takes a stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde curls, he got a long ugly nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding ten long fingers on the 88 key. Cause when he plays, he really spits joy. He don't dig the music like he play in a choir. He gets his kicker singing great balls of fire. Gets a stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde girl, he got a long of nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way that he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding ten long fingers on the 88.
You turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold your love for me. Rock, rock, rock. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me all the time. Rock, 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 baby, rock. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Love me, baby. Love me all the time.
Yep. Where am I? There. Up. Yeah, there's Echo. There's Hound. There's Remote. Okay. Pros and cons on the new board. One, you get no volume in here in this place. It's like my ears are so damaged from many years of abuse that I can barely hear the record playing. There seems to be a little low-end rumble on the one turntable there. And outside of that, I think we got the spaceship rolling along. That was Gene Vincent with Hold Me, Hug Me, Rock Me. That goes out to Gallopin' Cliff Gallop, who did the sure way to get a song dedicated to him on the Hound Show. One, he was totally amazing, and two, he died. Bought the farm about a month ago. Just found out about it, though. He was a really amazing guitar player.
Virginia homeboy.
Right.
He used the weird modified flat pick finger pick.
Little Bill Brucha here learned on his knee. Heard Al Garris with That's All. Groovy Joe Poovy with 10 Long Fingers. Jimmy Preston in Rock the Joint, and I opened up with Sleepy La Beef and Tore Up. Anyway, what's going on? We should hit the news desk. Oh, yeah, by the way, we have some Liars tickets, a pair of Liars tickets to give away. They'll be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight with the Headless Horseman. And we also have a pair of tickets for the Empire State Soul Club. And those will be the booby prize tickets. That's Friday night at Maxwell's.
Yeah, it's a rather historical adventure in the saga of the Soul Club, because they'll be taking on the Garden State Soul Club.
Oh,
that's a battle.
With folding chairs.
Is that the Garden State Soul Club or the Union County Soul Survivors?
No, it's the Garden State Soul Club. It's friends of ours. Todd and Vince are busy now steaming the labels off of good records to stick onto bad records to sneak into the Empire State Soul Club's pile.
Oh, boy. Anyway, what do we got on the news? Hey, Dan, we got the Jerry Lee desk.
Yeah.
Let's start off with the Jerry Lee desk today.
Right.
Rather than the Eblis desk.
Drink about it.
Oh, well, there we go. From the Jerry Lee desk. Thank you, Dan. Great Balls of Fire. It looks like Great Balls of Fire has become one volatile set. It seems that Jerry Lee came looking for producer Adam Field with a gun the other day when he learned that a press conference was to be held featuring his ex-wife, Myra Gale Lewis. The movie is based on her book. Now, I wonder if they're going to have the scene, which is in the book, where he takes Paul Anka out in the desert and holds a gun to his greasy little head.
Well,
it's the best part of the book. Anyway, Adam canceled Myra's scheduled appearance quickly, but whenever Jerry Lee visits the set now, they pat him down for guns.
Sort of like going to school in Queens, you know?
Right.
And here's a DD Hollywood flash, is that they were trying to get a story, and they won't let anyone on the set, because they said that anytime
spin
someone comes... Yeah, this is straight from Spin. Anytime someone comes on the set, they disrupt, you know, Dennis Quaid has such a hard time getting into character that it just throws him off completely. Plus, they don't want it to get out how they changed the book, so it's...
was sentenced yesterday to 5 years probation for swindling the rock group out of $900,000 from a sale of a parcel of land. Love 40, the Beach Boys' former manager, pleaded no contest last month to one charge of grand theft. Was ordered to pay $86,000 in restitution. That means he made $114,000 profit on the deal.
Well, I think it probably all went to his legal fund.
Yeah.
Or hair replacement, I don't know.
There's some kind of real estate scam in Hawaii is exactly what happened. He sold some land that they owned in Santa Barbara and they reinvested it in Hawaii and pocketed the difference, I guess.
And built a Taco Bell.
Bill Bruce from the booze desk.
Yeah.
Ooh. 182,000 drink and drive weekly.
We know you're all listening.
Shocking findings of state poll. Shocking state report issued today reveals that an estimated 182,000 people drive at least once a week while under the influence of alcohol. The report also claims that 1.7 million people have driven under the effect of alcohol at least once during the past year. Ooh, there are a couple of stats here for you. Those with family incomes and speech therapy over $100,000 a year are twice as likely as those with family incomes below $7,000 a year to consume an average of more than two drinks a day. And, next to another little black box, men are four times as likely as women to drink an average of more than two drinks a day.
Prove it.
Well, it doesn't say drinks of what.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid.
Anyway, let's get back to some more mucus. Music. By the way, what do we have to announce? There's really not a whole lot going on this week. There's the Liars and the Headless Horseman tonight at Maxwell's. We have tickets for that to give away a little bit later. There's an interesting Jerry Lewis thing going on Tuesday at the American Museum of the Moving Image, which is at 35th Avenue at 19th. It's Tuesday the 19th, and they're going to be showing The Nutty Professor, but along with that, they're going to show this Bob Hope TV special. It's Dean and Jerry come on and just sort of take the thing over. It's pretty hysterical. I've seen it. It's great. By the way, happy birthday to Hank Ballard. We'll be getting to some of those records, and they'll be in town in New York City at a place called Spodioti. Where is that?
It's on 10th Avenue and 23rd Street.
10th Avenue and 23rd. They'll be there December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Anyway, let's get back into some more music with Slim Harpo.
Just can't help my doubt. Well, she's little and low, she feels up on the ground. Every time she kisses my hood, up and down. I'm wild about my baby. Just a wild about my baby. I'm wild about my baby, and I just can't help my doubt. And I ain't a face, and I'm wild about my baby. Yes, I'm crazy about your baby. I'm wild about my baby, and I just can't help myself.
Elvis Presley, Viva and Margaret. It's Elvis Presley and Ann Margaret together for the first time in MGM's big new musical, Viva Las Vegas.
The lady's got a crush on me.
The gentleman's crazy, obviously.
Elvis Presley falling for that beautiful bye-bye baby doll, Ann Margaret, in the world's wildest fun spot.
Viva Las Vegas.
See Elvis Presley and Ann Margaret in the wildest musical talent showdown ever filmed.
Viva Las Vegas.
Vegas in Metro Color.
Viva Las Vegas.
Wow!
Viva! Viva!
has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, right where you get it, in the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard on the Big Bill Collins Show.
I'm gonna get me some rocking chips, and I'm gonna rock away on the blues. I'm a rocking daddy, yeah, a rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Well, I told my little mama she'd be good. We'd stay up and rock all night with a rocking daddy, yeah, a rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy with a brand new rocking chair. Well, I told little mama she could hold me tight. We'd stay up and rock all night. I'm a rocking daddy, yeah, a rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Well, I'm gonna get me some rocking chips, and I'm gonna rock away all the blues. I'm a rocking daddy, yeah, a rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee.
Big smile, will you? After me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Before, I've got something for you, baby. I hope it's not what you want, but it's what you need.
Let what you gonna do? You better slow down. Little girl, you're moving way too fast. You better give me a little love, and give me a little love. Brrr, if you want our love. Your life ain't worth a dime. Slow down, baby, you're moving way too fast. You better give me a little love and give me a little love. Ooh, I love the land.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound. WFMU,
East Orange,
we're getting this thing. We're starting to get it. There's still not much volume in this.
I would like to dedicate that low-end rumble that keeps going out to the newlyweds, Bill and Lisa Genio.
Yes. That low-end rumble is only here, I think, Bruce. I don't think it's not going out. We just get it when we try to turn the volume up.
Yo, you going out?
Anyway, that was Larry Williams with Slow Down, kind of a different version. Sonny Fisher with Rockin' Daddy, Renee Hall and Twitchy, Tommy Jim Beam and his Four Fifths with Bayou, Slim Harpo, Wild About My Baby, opened it up. And what are we doing here?
Look how professional Den looks back there.
Scotty, you mean?
Yeah.
Scotty in the down in the pit there.
Sitting on the warp drive.
Yes. Anyway, we got some Liars tickets to give away as soon as we think of a pertinent question, and some tickets for the Empire State Soul Club. Both of these things are at Maxwell's in Hoboken. The Liars tonight, the Soul Club Friday night. And the Del Lords are playing this week. Roscoe and the Del Lords will be at, the Uptown Lone Star Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe the Downtown Lone Star. I don't know. Roscoe will let us know when the Vibe Report comes in.
Uptown, Scotty says.
Oh, the Uptown Lone Star, 52nd Street. Anyway, from the Eblis desk, Elvis kidnapped victim, close but no cigar. A teenager says a man bearing a striking resemblance to Elvis Presley forced her at gunpoint to drive to Alabama and sing along with the radio during her trip. He looked like Elvis, but he sure didn't sing like him, said send Wendy Durgan, safely home with her parents yesterday. Durgan, 18, says she was abducted Sunday and forced to drive to the Birmingham Municipal Airport, where her abductor told her to go inside. When she returned with an airport official, the car was gone. The car was there, but the man was gone, she said. Ooh, strangest of all Elvis sightings this week. Anyway,
I think he was going to the reading room.
Yes, you know the plot of Married with Children this week tomorrow night.
God, 8:30.
I know, but
it is a new one. No, they pulled. We'll get to that story. Why there was a repeat on last week.
Good.
They see there was an Elvis sighting on Married with Children.
Oh, great.
Tomorrow, and it's sure to be a good one. Oh, we might as well do this now. Different standards for different shows. The standards imposed by networks are anything but consistent. A scene featuring sexual bondage is acceptable on the NBC miniseries Favorite Son, but a story on Fox Network's Married with Children, which three women accompanying their husbands on a camping trip all get their menstrual periods on the same day, was deemed too risky and pulled at the last minute.
What wimps.
Yes. We were surprised that this one, said Ron Levitt, co-executive producer and writer for the situation comedy. It was, Levitt said, out of character for the Fox Broadcasting Company, which is an attempt to become a fourth network, has tried to give the show's creators a freer rein than we had at the major networks. At ABC, Al Schneider, vice president of policy standards, attempted to explain some of what goes into decisions about programming content. People expect different standards from different shows, he said. You can get away with more on a show like Moonlighting than you can on with Growing Pains. A fine point.
That's menstrual period?
Huh? I don't know. A fine point was on what producers could get away with last season on the network hit series 30-something. In one episode, the producers wanted to include a woman's character telling her husband, "You always want me to go down on you." The network rejected it and wanted it changed to "perform oral sex."
Yeah, a little more clinical.
Yes.
I guess what they got away with on 30-something was like some of the most vapid programming I've ever seen.
Yeah, some of the most stupid, indulgent crap ever seen on TV. Then the producers wanted to include a discussion on orgasms. The network agreed with only if the female character could be portrayed as embarrassed in the discussion. The producers decided to remove the dialogue.
Oh, man, they're wearing out those red pencils.
Oops. I'm sorry. I have to apologize now.
Yeah, now you got to do what Roscoe does. Oh.
I hope Christina Applegate didn't get her period. Do you think she was one of the three?
I don't think she's
women?
Old enough yet.
She's not.
Oh, she's definitely old enough.
I know.
She's breeding material.
Well, the thing about the fan club.
No doubt about it.
Isn't the Hound the official sponsor of the Christina Applegate fan club? Or is that Roscoe?
No, Roscoe is on a mission from God.
She doesn't have a boyfriend. This is latest word. So
yeah,
she's open season.
Well, her manager meant to keep tight reins on her. Anyway, from the pig desk.
I'd like to.
That's some pig news for you, Il Bruce.
Yeah.
That's a wild boar news.
Radio Hound, pig editor. I can't read with you over my shoulder, Andy. Guess he was just a bit bored. Pistoia, Italy. Well, that would be the guinea desk, Hound. Homero Berti's imitation of a bear, boar, was so good he got shot for it. Berti, 70, was wounded in the leg by a shot fired by his brother, Ovidio, 62, after hiding behind a bush and giving a wild boar's grunt as a joke while the two were hunting, police said yesterday. This is according to AP.
Yes.
So that tells me I'm going to get smacked when I get back on the air.
Anyway, anybody know this guy? He's the House Minority Leader, Robert Michael, a Republican from Illinois. He's been in public bemoaning the demise of blackface minstrel shows and compared the removal of racially offensive language from spirituals to the frequent rewriting of history books in the Soviet Union. See, here's a quote from this guy. He is the House Minority Leader. He's one of the idiots running this country, folks. We used to have minstrel shows when I was in grade school, you know, he told an interviewer from USA Today, the USA Today television show, which is on it's on Channel 2 here. Of course, today you can't do that. Everybody black-faced up. I think it's too bad, you know, some of these things. I used to love to imitate, for example, Kingfish and of Amos and Andy. We never thought it in disparaging terms. It was just a part of life, and it was fun. When I used to sing Old Man River, I still want to use the original words. You want to hear the original words, folks?
Fire away and fall back, Hound.
Maybe I could sing it. Oh, no. Cool. Anyway, I can't sing it.
There's an echo in there.
I keep... Huh? Yeah. Old Man River.
Yeah.
Just keep rolling along. Colored folks work on the Mississippi. Colored folks walk. A lot of white folks, too. That's the only ones they have here. You know how the rest of the song goes, right?
No N-word?
No N-word.
Like knucklehead?
No. The L-word is in there. Resuming his normal voice, Michael said, now, the original, you know, right, yeah, the N-word is in there. That's what he's talking about. Anyway, so this guy, Jesse Jackson came out the next day and said, this statement, this is not just a statement in passing, this is an expression of philosophy. It is humiliating and insulting. Which I guess it is. But in the, he was, no, the basis of this guy's bemoaning the fact that they took the word nigger out of Old Man River. And this guy is the Republican House leader.
Yeah, but he makes some of the guys in the White House like look kind of smart. Some of the guys in the White House make him look kind of smart and articulate by comparison, you know?
Well, I don't know, but I think they're all kind of in the same boat, and it's one we ought to sink fast. Yeah. These guys are really evil
and, you know,
and
what?
Stupid.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are champions of the world.
Yeah.
Go figure, man. Satan is alive and with us. Read the signs, folks.
It's been that kind of year. I don't know.
WFMU East Orange, by the way. We've been on mic way too long. I got this guy
right
here now. Okay, we got Hillbilly Hangover coming up.
Let's play some records way too
long. Kick it off with Bobby Bear.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night.
Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for. And I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Yeah, every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. But I soon learned she loved those bright lights much more than she loved me. Now I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Well, I just went down to the square dance hall and I thought I'd seen a fight. But I found out that I wasn't welcome, so I go back every night. They had the best of a old-time fiddling and the music had a solid sound. And Lord, I got such a wonderful feeling when they really let the hammer down. I started swaying to the rhythm of the fiddler's bow. I heard the playing and the punking of an old banjo. Well, the pretty girls are waiting just to pitch a little boo. A barrel in the kitchen full of old Mountain Dew. Grandpa's a-kicking and a-stomping around. Well, Grandma's a-giving him an awful frown. You ought to see them when they really let the hammer down. Like to dance in an old Cag County way down in Arkansas. The old folks seems to get much younger when the band plays a turkey in the straw. Everybody knows that they are welcome to the old Cag County hold down. And Saturday night you will find me awaiting when they really let the hammer down. I started swaying to the rhythm of the fiddler's bow. I heard the play of an old banjo. Well, the pretty girls are waiting just to pitch a little boo. A barrel in the kitchen full of old Mountain Dew. And Grandpa's a-kicking and a-stomping around. Well, Grandma's a-giving him an awful frown. You ought to see them when they really let the hammer down.
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Appetite, voracious, will fill. Yet violent, we destroy and stuff, no, we create void, those as well. Well, closely, let's examine interestingly then the station. New breed is indeed contain haste and supple woman, skin of the softness. Beyond the stairs there, the male. Female, earthish, the sense of shine, the bending yet body heat. Wanton caution, but a word of care and death. Your guard, don't drop this heart. This new preparation of both of packs, known and operating at any time, level airing with anybody, one who are secretary, your exception, doctors, or a dance, go. Anybody.
Thank you. after the movie was over, so I strolled to the bar. After the movie was over, so I strolled to the bar. She grabbed my hand, she said, "Ooh, honey, it sure is dark." She said, "Remember, baby, don't be so mean.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Richmond direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll into the Mosque Auditorium for two great shows, Sunday, May 27th, 3 and 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee, too, with Cry, 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 Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith and his great rock and roll band. The new sensation, Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with Ooby Dooby.
Baby, jump over here when you do the Ooby Dooby. I just gotta be little Ooby.
And the rockin' daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Sunday, May 27th, 3 and 8 p.m. at the Mosque in Richmond.
I don't know, the drums are real cool. Alright, we'll try it. I don't know, this is the first time I sang all evening. It's really spent too much. It scared me every time I get up there. Alright?
One and two.
Liberace. Starts off. You remember the words.
Well, I saw was John Ball had a sight. Saw Mary coming out and Duck in the alley. Oh, baby. Saddle, she's real sweet, she's got everything that all the guy needs. Oh, baby, yes, baby, ooh, baby, have a make some fun tonight. I'm gonna have some fun tonight. I have some fun tonight, yeah. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. Hey, I'm gonna have some fun. Have some fun tonight. Let's go down. But she had a lot of fun, oh baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby. Have a little fun tonight. Ooh, wanna have some fun tonight. Have some fun tonight, yeah. Have some fun tonight. Everything will be alright. Ooh, wanna have some fun. Have some fun tonight. Let's go one time now.
I spill beans, A, D, I'm bad.
don't mess with me. Now all you women, remember when I was 21? That was a year, baby, that I had a lot of fun. But a year has gone by. I'm now 22. I can eat nails, honey, and drink gunpowder soup. I spell B A D. I'm bad. Don't mess with me. Now, honey, you better tell your husband. Quit sneaking, peeping at me. He wanna find out the man that I'm the supposed to be. Now, I'll miss you that real, honey, and mess up his face. I'll even try to snatch over his legs out of place. B A D Bad. One more question, honey, before I start to stutter. I can even tell you why. White milk make yellow butter. I'm B A D Bad. You asked me, honey, what it was all about. You even asked me where the light went when it went out. I'm B A D Bad. Don't mess with me. Oh, 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 oh.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, I found my mic. Oh, found the echo. Where's El Bruce? That one. Yep, everything's here. We're all here. This new board, it's working out just fine.
Yeah, it lights up really nice.
Yes. Well, it's still Bovember, folks, and that's Bo with I'm Bad. We're here at the Rockin' R's with Long Tall Sally. Tal Miller with Only 16. Bill Moss, You Look Like Something the Cat Drug In. Willie Heaton, Fun on a Saturday Night. And Travis Wanick with There's a UFO Up There.
Speaking of blinking lights.
Right. Here's where the real fun part of the new board is comes in, folks.
Roscoe, this is an experiment.
Yeah. Now, you know what that is? That's the State of the Vibe music. The State of the Vibe report is blinking on the line. Now, I got three sets of instructions in front of me. I'm shining the light on them. The Civitrix going on the air immediately. Okay, we're going to go on the air immediately. Hit red button at bottom of channel 12. Okay, that's the red button. Hit mono button on your
hit
mic
mono,
channel
man.
In addition to the program button. Where's my mic again? Mono. Okay. Bring volume up on channel 12. Use Semitrex as with the old board.
Hello.
Roscoe?
Yo.
Yeah, we got it.
Part of the continuing experiment.
Yes.
Yeah. Boldly going.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, not too bad. How are things there with you guys?
A fart and a prayer.
And a chick from Spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went out for food. They were on a food mission.
Oh, good thing. Over to the Harris Diner, perhaps?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Or Harry Steiner, as it says here.
Although we've heard good rumor about those people planning on criticizing your new record.
What about it? Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, something about an editor who really liked it somewhere.
Oh, that's good. We like that.
So, Roscoe.
I think it would be better. See, if people do buy my record, I'll have a better chance of buying the bar if I do it with a bunch of money than one drink at a time.
Yes. Hey, you know about those kids from Connecticut, those little girls in the car?
The little girls in the car.
The four
two girls,
girls
and two little boys.
I thought it was four girls.
Two
oh,
boys,
yeah,
two
right.
Girls.
Oh.
The way it should be.
Well, did you hear what they found in the car?
Boy, three girls.
No.
Ted Kennedy's roadmap.
That's a good one.
So, Roscoe, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You're flying your old man's $280 million B-1 bomber home. You're kind of loaded. You get over Waco, Texas. You have to pancake the thing out. What do you tell him the next morning?
What do you tell him?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. I don't know.
Just curious.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, Pop. Didn't mean to blow a hole in the state of Texas.
Anyway, we got a vibe report?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and...
Yes, I don't think so.
Yes, no, actually I do. But first, when the chick from Spin gets back, let her know that I got to get in touch with Christina's management because I want to drop that album off, you know?
Oh, okay.
Right, so...
Yeah.
That's just a little side note.
Did
back
you have
to the
special...
vibe report. You know, I am out there in taking part of the never-ending search for a reason to continue, which usually a short skirt and some high heels is a good part of that deal. Every once in a while, you know, you come across things that are maybe a little more fulfilling. Last night we were playing at some dump in Boston for a bunch of jarheads who were drunk out of their mind. And I realized, as I looked at actually the clothes that I was standing there and performing in, not very many people can get away with, like, going and doing their job in their pajamas.
Tops and bottoms?
I don't know. I didn't remember.
Was the flap done?
It was sort of the sweatpants vibe, but, you know, the obviously guy with no job look.
Well, if it's good enough for Hugh Hefner, it's good enough for, you know...
Right.
Exactly.
The rest of...
But
equipped humanity.
As I was standing there, and I hope you got a bomb set queued up at this point.
We have a classic.
Okay, well, as I was standing there, just another one of these truisms, maybe one, you know, I've been trying to come up with something as good as you got a cough to get off, you know, but this one may be even better, and I'll just leave it with you, and you can, like, stick it to your listeners, too. Turn it up or turn it off.
We're trying to do that right now.
But, okay.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Tip for 89,
folks. I wish we could
get
more volume out of this board. Anyway, it is time for the bomb set, even though we can't truly go through the excessive use of...
unrestrained volume.
That was unrestrained volume for those of you who got your ears pressed.
What we have, this is really bad sound quality, but it's pretty cool. The Yardbirds doing the Velvet Underground, Waiting for the Man. You don't hear this every day. It's better than that geek who called up wanting to hear the Butthole Surfers. Anyway, where is it? It's on turntable 1. Bring down the vibes. Where are the vibes? They're the vibes. And here we go with the Yardbirds.
go fishing in the crawdad hole. One, two, three, four, five, and nine. I'm making that crawdad, make it on time.
Yeah.
Remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from goodness curve.
Everybody's always looking for some junk, some kind of
wild back in the jungle.
Yep, this is The Hound, and this is FMU East Orange. That was, still getting used to this new board here. That was Untamed Youth with their new Norton release.
What's the title of that sucker?
Some Kind of Fun. PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, with a spoit at the end. A good spoit. The Liars with Don't Give It Up Now. They'll be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight with the Headless Horseman. We got some tickets for that. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Jan and Dean, Dead Man's Curve. That goes out to Rick Rosen and Mitro, who...
The last thing I remember, Doc, is Mitro was saying, pull over, I want to tell you about my band.
Yeah, they wiped out last night. Bill's, Rick Rosen's in Lenox Hill Hospital if you want to go visit him. The Stones with a live version of Hey Crawdaddy. And the very last Yardbirds incarnation captured live doing The Velvet's Waiting for the Man. Pretty weird, huh?
I think they should get a new recording of Meanwhile Back in the Cafeteria.
Can't hear a word you're saying, Babs.
Yeah.
Gotta get real close to that mic.
You should get a new card that says Meanwhile Back at the Cafeteria.
Our food has arrived, as I'm sure you can all hear. Anyway, we're going to give away those Liars tickets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question.
So what do you got?
Well, give them to somebody who really wants the tickets, so it's got to be a Liars fan. Name three people who've played guitar with the Liars in their, you know, 7 or 8 year history. How long
seven or eight guitar player history.
Yeah. They've had a lot of good guys. They've had like 40 people in the band already. So 201-266-7900.
Give me a hint. Most of them are from Boston.
Yeah, name three guys who played guitar in the Liars, and you win two tickets to see them and the Headless Horseman at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken. And we're going to kick back into some more music so I can eat, and this is the Jive 5. Oh, Jive 5. Oh, there they are. It's a new board, guys. It's tough.
This is Alan Freed speaking, and friends, I want to have a little talk with you before we begin our regular Moondog show tonight about the horrible disappointment of many thousands of folks who tried to attend our coronation ball at the Cleveland Arena last night. If anyone, even in their wildest imagination, had told us that some 20 or 25,000 people would try to get into a dance, well, I suppose you would have been just like me. You probably would have laughed and said they were crazy. Now, this is entirely up to you. I know a great many of you are sitting on the fence ready to jump off on either side. And if you wish to lay the blame on me for what happened last night, you're certainly perfectly willing to do so. But the story I'm telling you tonight is the true story. Now, as everyone who was inside for the first hour of the dance will testify, we were having a real great time until the crushing pressure of some 10,000 people still outside smashed open the doors of the arena and converged on the inside. When that happened, and some 7,000 persons without tickets bulged the insides of the arena, the whole show went out of control. Now, friends, that's the story, and that's the truth. So I ask your indulgence, I ask your continued loyalty, and I promise you that everything will be righted, that everybody will be happy. Now, I'd like to have you do this for me tonight when you call in your request to our Moondog show on this Saturday night. I would like to have you tell Dean on the telephone when you call in that you are with the Moondog.
Cell block number four. It spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, get ready to run. Here comes the one carrying a ton. Don't stop this riot, you all gonna get killed. All face Jones said it's no time to quit. I pass the dynamite, God's the music.
I've been scorched by the torch of love. I've been burned by your sizzling kiss. I'm cooling like a turtle dove. I ain't never felt like this. You trapped me, baby, with the love that you gave. And forever, darling, I've been scourged by the torch of love. I'm a victim of your charm. I hear angels from above every time I'm in your arms. My senses, baby, just ain't behaving. I'm out of my mind. Scorched by the torch of love. I've been burned by your sizzling kiss. I'm cooling like a turtle dove. I ain't never felt like this. You trapped me, baby, with the love that you gave. And forever, darling, I'll be your slave.
I wish that guy with the sax would give up.
Ba 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 ba
those rhythm and blues. Penny loafers and bobby socks, sweet 16 and she's a pretty top. She got that crazy rhythm and never stops. You wait, penny loafers and bobby socks.
Teenager, the prime purpose for this recording is to show you your need of Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never let Christ come into your heart and cleanse you from your sin, that means that you're in rebellion against God, and your desire for rock music just symbolizes that rebellion. Right now, and right there where you are, confess that you're a sinner and that you can't save yourself, and then ask a holy and righteous God to forgive you of your sin through the shed blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, the preacher in the pulpit trying to say no, put the name brush in the wild below. Need to know what it's all about. And when the good is at the beginning, shout the dead right loud on their toes. They ain't doing nothing but the rock and roll. I don't know, but I've been told they ain't doing nothing but the rock and roll. Well, the music hopping, the music stopping, those good looks are really dropping. Sneaking looking out on the corner of the rock. Look by the whole night, I'm about to fly.
Yes, this is the Ham. This is FMU, East Orange. We have a wiener. We have a wiener in our Liars Tickets giveaway. Of course, the correct answer was Mo, Larry, Curly, and occasionally Zeppo. And
don't get his last name, so people can't come and collect his tickets.
Congratulations, Mr. CW.
Yep, Mr. Country.
We can't give out a winner's name because some sleazebag, usually one related to Bruce, will use their name to get into the club parade. That was Screaming Joe Neal with Rock and Roll Deacon. We heard the Sparkle Tones with Penny Loafers and Bobby Sox. Tal Miller with Scorched by the Torch of Love. Little Johnny and the Rumblers with Riot and Cell Block Number 9. We opened up with the Jive 5 and Hully Gully Calling Time.
I'd like to take this opportunity to remind Gaylord, who called in and tripped over his own tongue so he couldn't win the tickets, that you can get in for half price when you tell him that
you're Ty's roommate.
Well, no, that you played there in the last 6 months. And that you're going to again, believe it or not.
The Air Force flying one more time?
Go forth and figure, pal. You know, how many people give me a really hard time about this, you know, because, like, Todd won't book their bands and stuff like that. They forget, Maxwell's is not a government agency, you know? He can do what he wants, when he wants, and he will, so get used to it. We're opening for Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, for which I'm unbelievably proud and grateful, and Red Cross, about which I could care less.
I mean, that's a triple bill?
Yep, we're going to triple team, folks.
Oh, my God.
Hold her down.
Hold your ears, folks.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, things to announce. Well, the Liars and the Headless Horsemen at Maxwell's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters at a new place called Spodioti, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Delord's at the Uptown Lone Star Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to reenact Jonestown tonight.
Yeah.
in Tompkins Square Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's it. That's pretty much
pretty sweetened drink mix. All
what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Il Bruce?
Going home. One of the things we're going to be thankful for this year is my mother getting out of chemotherapy, so I'm going to go home and carve up the turkey.
Mm. Pleasant thought.
Slap my little brother around and jump back on the train just as quickly as my little feet can carry me.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, Mr. Hound?
Well, I'm trying to follow up last year's Thanksgiving, which was spent among the elite of New York's porn stars.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm going to...
that's what I turned down last year.
And Andy's house is where I'm going.
Oh, super.
Yep.
Super. You're going to have a power Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. We
like Steve Earle jokes?
Happy birthday, Hank Ballard. We haven't played any Hank Ballard records yet.
That's kind of a switch from the usual show.
Well, we'll get to one pretty soon. We need to play someone. This is great. Anybody ever see the movie Carnival Rock? This is from that movie. Little
oh, yeah. James Burton's Burton. All over there.
Right.
Bob Lumen.
This is Bob Lumen, a man whose only talent was in hiring James Burton.
Why can't we get my work, be my work, all night long. It's just the same.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Stop.
drink your juice, but don't blow your top, cause I'm gonna tell you just what I got. Serve a little whiskey, beer and wine, gin and scotch and soda sometime. After a while,
after a while,
oh, after a while,
after a while,
we gonna drink a little moonshine liquor after a while.
This is a hit!
Will the telephone ringing? And my baby's on the line. Telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even answer, cause I know what's on my mind. Well, she called me last night, right about 9 o'clock. She called last night, round about 9 o'clock. She said to clean house, daddy, your mama's coming home to run. Baby came home today. Telephone rang, and my baby came home today. I'm afraid to even answer, cause my baby's home to stay.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. Thank you.
like I'm back.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Baby, I don't know why I love you. Don't know why. I love you. Don't know why I feel this way. But I think about you, baby, 24 hours of the day. Well, honey, my name is not so long. I need your love to keep me gay. Well, honey, my name is not so long.
And the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. Mondo Topless captures the basic quintessence of the movement. With movement, way out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Mondo Topless is believably real in Eastman color. But Unbelievable just barely describes all of Russ Meyer's discotheque discoveries. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. You've only dreamed there were women like these until now. But they're real, unbelievably real in Mondo Topless. Feast your eyes on bumptious Pat Barringer, buxotic Darlene Gray, luscious Sin Lene, delicious Darla Paris, yummy Diane Young, exciting Donna X, and bouncy Babette Bardot. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
Yeah. said, she said, the future baby really matter to me. She said, sorry daddy, but what can I say? I found a new love just the other day, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Well, I pleaded and I begged nearly out of my mind. I said, baby, baby, girls are hard to find. She said, sorry, daddy, so try to understand. I'm going with the cutest guy in the land, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Now my heart was broken and I felt so blue. I said, baby, 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 does it make me went through? She said, sorry, daddy, but can't you take a hint? My dad's got money, more than a mint, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. That my baby, baby, baby had gone away. She took all his money and she left him flat. And let me tell you, people, I'm so glad that I was barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey, I wasn't loud enough. Hold it. That's re-queuing now. Anyway, this is the Ham, WFMU East Orange.
Bruce is asleep.
Yo, Bruce is asleep because we can't raise any volume on this new board.
That's right.
Anyway,
scare him.
I was Don Woody with Barking Up the Wrong Tree. We heard the Nightcaps with Haunted Sax. Hank Ballard of the Midnighters, happy birthday. 52 years old yesterday, Hank Ballard. It's Love, 24 hours a day. They'll be at Spodiote in Manhattan, a new club on 10th Avenue. And where again?
10th and 23rd.
10th and 23rd, December's 1st through 3rd. Bobby Mitchell with Rack 'em Back, Pee Wee Creighton, and Telephone is Ringing. The Big Three with After a While. We opened up with Bob Lubin and All Night Long. Anyways, we got any Tinseltown news? Anything from the Jan Wiener desk?
Jan, well, you know, he's getting healthy. He's getting younger and healthier.
He's in the...
He's doing a face peel, you know?
They should peel a little further than they normally do.
They might be. I don't know. I never get to see any
farther.
There's
a clinic in Guatemala that does that really well.
Yeah?
Central America is really well known for its face peeling.
Brain peeling. Yeah. Brain peeling.
They don't need much. Yeah, so he's a new man. He's clean.
Yo, Bruce woke up and bounced right in there. It's a ball of fire.
Hey. I heard people talking about face peeling, and he...
he wanted to get online for one.
Il
Bruce is the hardest working man in show business. How many bands are you in, Real Bruce?
Folks, I'm simply exhausted. About 19 at the last count. Although I think only one of them really qualifies as a band from a, you know, having been a long time audience member myself.
Anyway, you guys been following the coverage of JFK's assassination 25 years later?
Who? Yeah, so who did it?
Well, babe, probably the CIA and the mafia. Probably not Castro, but I mean, doesn't it? I mean, at this, nobody seems to really let it bother him, but it really creeps me out that they could actually shoot the president and lie in such an obvious manner.
Well, I think everybody else in New York the last couple of weeks, that one week, your eyes were glued to the TV set for the Godfather saga, and you remember what Michael Corleone says. History teaches us one thing. You can kill anybody.
And get away with it.
Right. But, you know, you can... It just seems that they would have to come up with the truth. But I guess they can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you grow up, please?
It is really this grotesque. Is
sincere,
you know?
Hound here.
No, I mean...
A side of them we've never seen on the air.
No, they can, I mean, that means they can pretty much kill... Who is they? We don't even know yet.
Angry young hound.
They can kill anybody they want.
Well, I could give them a list if they're running out of people.
They're not.
Start with my landlord.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're not going to kill Bush. That's why they have quail there. It's because...
It's little assassination insurance.
Yeah.
Anyways. We got some tickets to give away for the Empire State Soul Club versus the Garden State Soul Club at Maxwell's next Friday. Here's the question, a pretty easy one. What was the name of the actress who played Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son? 201-266-7999.
In case you're wondering, that's the person that was pointed out that they could use her face to make gorilla cookies.
Right.
Who said that?
Who do you think?
Red Fox Red said Butler. That. But it's, you know, watch it, sucker. So 201-266-7999. We haven't had a soul caboose in weeks. Let's kick it off with Ike Turner and his Kings O' Rhythm. Wait. Let's try kicking it off like that. There we go.
George Public Service Time, bringing you the secret of how Ray Charles sings so good. If you got the beginning of our show, you heard Ray belt out, "I Got a Woman."
I got a woman.
Right.
Hey, we already have a winner in the way.
Ray sings, yeah. He repeats it 7 different ways. So, you master these, and you too can sing them like Mr. Charles. Listen. Oh, yeah. 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
2.
Oh, yeah.
This one is going to change the course of history.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean? 4.
Oh, yeah.
5.
Oh, yeah.
6.
Oh, yeah.
7.
Oh, yeah.
While you're practicing these, give an ear.
Come on,
portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday is beef stew, beans and rice day, chicken and dumpling, and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit. Call Mr. Brooks, I eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street.
Oop-a-doo. Baby, I'm in a boat. Oop-a-doo. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yes, this is the Ham. This is WFMU, East Orange.
Yo, the remote mic.
Yes. Anyway, oh, the echo is on. I'm developing a method for the new board.
Ah, you're a method
DJ. It's a two-hand thing now.
It's a little sense memory there?
Right. I'm doing a two-handed thing, but I still can't get any volume. Anybody knows what the overdrive on this sucker is? Or
disguised as fifth gear. You got to lock the hubs there.
Yeah. Anyway, Bobby Moore and his Rhythm Aces with Hey Mr. DJ, concluding our soul caboose. Jesse Hale with Ooh Poop I Do. That goes out for Gaylord, who won our contest. Yeah. And the correct answer was, of course, Farrah Fawcett Majors. Clarence Askey with Trouble I've Had. Ray Sharp with Help Me, Part 1. Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm with New Breed, Part 2. And we set the dedicates up to
Help Me, Part
7. Hoss Haggerty, the best beer tender in Jersey City.
Here's to you, Hoss.
Right, you'll never drink alone. Anyway, the echo doesn't even sound right. Yeah, I'm bumming on the volume thing here.
Yeah, let's go Rick Leaves.
Yeah. We got what else is going on? We got any more Tinseltown news?
No. She's going to get her little mouth zippered shut pretty soon.
Why is that?
A few S's and F's flying. Well, I don't believe in airing dirty laundry when it's going to lead to no good.
These things happen.
But Dee Dee's got a foul little mouth.
Just today.
It's that mall rebel thing coming out again, you know?
Well, hey, we have to go spank Dee Dee now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what a drag.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, and one more time through the renouncements. The Liars and the Headless Horsemen at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. The Empire State Soul Club Friday at Maxwell's. The Hank Ballard and Midnighters the 1st through 3rd of December. That's when? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a week after that one at this place, Spodiotti's, 10th Avenue and 23rd in Manhattan. And the Delroids at the Uptown Lone Star on 52nd and 8th, I think, Wednesday and Thursday.
Which are right after Monday and Tuesday, right?
For the Aloha.
Apple juice everywhere. Well, I think we finally solved those board problems.
Yeah.
Yes, there's something in the notes about the Pepsi syndrome.
Okay, we have the Pepsi syndrome.
Yeah.
We have that will really eat through the board. Anyway, we got 9 minutes left. That means we can spin three more records. We could listen to us yap. So I think we're gonna go for the records. This is the Chuck Martin, the Sheik of Zydeco.
Hey, don't pass your hand on that.
We can leave the mics open if you want.
Shoot, spit.